Dude, there's one that's going around now of old school Memphis, Tennessee Macho Man, where he's cutting a promo and it says, when you're drunk on Coors Light, telling your nieces and nephews about it. And he's like, I played baseball. Yeah. And I was very good at it. Yeah, it's like an old Macho Man promo. Dude.
Where did he play?
He played for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Cardinals drafted him.
Damn, he must have been flying out there.
Dude, check this shit out. He threw his arm out, and he was so athletic, he taught himself how to throw with the other arm and move from pitcher to catcher.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's like, yeah, I'll just do it with the other one. Meanwhile, with my good arm, I'm like, I throw like a girl.
Dude, they could hitting a homer off of him and him just being like, God damn it.
I told you not to call the slider. Is this the pitcher losing his shit? Yeah, you gave it away. You gave it away. You know I don't like the crowd.
Saw baseball. I went to the Twins game during COVID, so it was like empty.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And I got you can hear the pitchers fucking lose their minds when they give up a home run.
No yeah. way.
Those dudes spaz. You know when they put their glove on their face?
Yeah. Fuck!
There's an empty ballpark. Everyone's just like, whoa.
Dude. MLB needs to bring that in.
Yeah, get a mic on
there. Yeah, mic. Like they mic up the wrong players. Mic up a pitcher when he fucking lets a dinger go. Fuck! Because there's no way you feel anything but that.
Yeah.
All right, I got to play this because we're talking pitching. It reminded me of this Rocker.
Rocker's remarks on our show back in November may have outraged Met fans.
Do you remember John Rocker's quote?
Dude, I remember exactly. He said, crazy. He goes, why would I want to go to Shea Stadium where I take the 7 train, which is filled with a woman with 7 of her kids, a guy with a pink mohawk who probably has AIDS, and he throws just batteries?
Queer.
Am I getting it pretty close?
You're very close.
National outcry. Rocker told SI he would never play for a New York team. Here's a recap of his most inflammatory remarks. Quote, imagine having to take the number 7 train to the ballpark, looking like you're riding through Beirut, next to some kid with purple hair, next to some queer with AIDS, right next to some dude who just got out of jail for the 4th time, right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids. It's depressing. And about New York City itself, Rocker said, the biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners. I'm not a very big fan of foreigners. You can walk an entire block in Times Square and not hear anybody speaking English. Asians and Koreans, Vietnamese and Indians and Russians and Spanish people and everything up there. How the hell do they get in this country?
I think.
Who's it?
It's John Rocker. Old pitcher for the Braves.
He's Kenny Powell.
I think Colin Quinn on Weekend Update. Because they brought out, they like did that joke or whatever.
Oh, really?
And Colin goes, well, the guy's definitely been to Queens. But then that was Will Ferrell's like one of his first breakout things.
Really?
He showed up on Weekend Update with the Braves jersey on and the hat. He's like, damn. I'm John Rocker. I throw heat. He was just like yelling at it. I can't find it. I've been looking for Will Ferrell as John Rocker.
It's an interesting connection because that was, because McBride and McKay did Foot Fist Way.
Yeah.
And then. That led it's basically Kenny Powers.
Yeah, he's Kenny Powers.
Yeah. Anyway, it was making me laugh. Of the biggest thing I don't like is foreigners.
Dude.
I'm not a big fan of foreigners.
What's even better
than they get in this country?
You can walk a block and not even hear English. My favorite is the reporter voice saying crazy shit like that. Where he goes, and he said, "Quote: these gross ass foreigners be smelling like." Cooked chicken hearts.
The main thing I don't like about New York is the foreigners. I'm not a big fan of foreigners.
Dude, what's Rocker up to now?
Balling out.
He's got to have a car dealership.
I got an autographed Rocker jersey.
Do you really, Braves?
Yeah. That's fucking sick. But they just blessed you with it?
Yeah.
Really?
No, not really. It was a comedy club. They were like, what do you want? I was like,
a signed Rocker.
If I can get anything, autographed John Rocker jersey.
Dude, I would take, you know what your next one has to be? Signed Scott Norwood Bills jersey.
What's Scotty Norwood up to?
Trying to forget about 1990. Trying to forget about 33 years ago.
Yeah. That has to be one of the toughest fanhoods of all time.
90s? Bills?
Yeah, that 3 straight.
I'll tell you what. They're not liking your boy right now.
Who?
I was on Santino's podcast, and I told a story, which was true, about when we were walking through the parking lot of the Bills Dolphins playoff game, and this lady came up to me, and I did the accent. They were mad because I was like doing the accent like I was Canadian. They're like, that's not how we talk. Well, you talk like a fucking asshole. So there you go. But we were walking through the parking lot.
Whoa, dude.
And
this is a very Bills friendly pod, dude.
Oh, I know. I'm making my case right here. This lady was hammered. By the way, Bills fans were talking shit, but they were like nice.
Yeah.
They weren't like Philly.
Yeah.
It wasn't like where you were legitimately worried for your safety.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you guys want to see the crate? This was a playoff game. Also, they kind of knew.
Playoffs? You don't know about playoffs?
But it was Skylar Thompson. But they were mad at us. They're mad at me because, and this is, I swear to God, 100% real story. We're walking through the parking lot and this lady is tailgating and she goes, are you guys going to leave if it's 35-0 at halftime? And I went, are you going to kill yourself if Skylar Thompson beats you in a playoff game? And she just goes, that's just being a Bills fan. Like the immediate, I hand to God on my dead father's grave. McDaniel's wife will testify that that happened while we were walking to the stadium. We were right in front of the stadium and that lady did that. She just went like, hey, we were like, not even close. She's like, hey, you really Dolphins fans? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like,
you guys going to leave if it's 35-0?
And I said that. She's like, nah. Being a Bills fan. And then just went back and tailgated. Yeah. I was like, that was the nicest. I broke character. I went, I'm actually a 49ers fan. That might have been the sweetest. I just saw the damage the 90s did to you right
there. Yeah.
They are. They're like, they need a Super Bowl just to get back to zero.
That's honestly, it's a lot how I am at a Notre Dame tailgate.
Really?
At Ohio State, just talking like, shit. Yeah, you guys, we're going to fuck you guys up. They're like, we're going to kill you. I'm like, I know, you guys.
you guys so move so fast. Good, dude. You move so fast.
All our guys are
studying.
You
know what's funny is I get that with like Chiefs fans when I talk shit as a Niner fan. I'm like, oh, fuck you guys. And they're like, well, why'd you let us come back when you're up 10? And you're like, yeah, that was fucking dumb.
There's nothing like a Chiefs comeback to ruin everything.
Dude, you were there. We both experienced that. Last time I was on the podcast, we were talking about that.
That was the first time. I haven't rewatched that game since.
Don't.
And then Why would you?
I watched the quarterbacks.
It's going to hurt.
On Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did that.
They did the, obviously, the Super Bowl. Forgot about the punt return. They scored on, too. Those motherfuckers. They scored a defensive touchdown and a punt return.
Something I forgot about that you sent me recently on Instagram.
Yeah, my bad.
Which I forget where I was. I think I was in an airport. And I looked at it and I went like this. Oh, it was the 2011 NFC Championship game with the Niners and the Giants. And we were in overtime and the punt returner dropped the punt. And then the Giants just kicked a field goal and went to the Super Bowl. And we were like, ah. I was flying to San Francisco the next day. I was like, dude, damn, it's brutal.
Just a muffed punt.
God damn, I can't wait for football to be back.
Over, I know. Every year when football returns.
It's so fun.
It's a special time. No matter what's going on in my life, or what's going on in the world, the NFL is always there.
It used to be badass.
It's patriotic.
And patriotic.
It's weird, man. Like, just that clip, I understand, because it's what the internet is. It gets taken out of context and people get mad because they don't know the proper thing. Because I was telling that story on stage at Helium in Buffalo, and they're laughing, being like, ah.
Yeah.
Also, Buffalo is a team without cheering for McDaniel that I want to see win.
Everybody wants Buffalo.
The Browns and the Bills are the two franchises I want to see win a Super Bowl that haven't done it yet.
Why?
Just because, their cities have just been kicked around.
Yeah.
And have you been to Cleveland and Buffalo?
Yeah. They need it. Buffalo. Cleveland sucks.
You've never been to Buffalo?
No.
They need it.
Yeah. Cleveland's better than Buffalo. Buffalo's a hellhole.
Buffalo, you go there and you go like, God damn, I see why you love the Bills and why your wings are so tasty. You got to come up with something delicious.
It is like Griselda exist.
Yeah, but it is a great comedy town. Those kind of towns where everything's been, where they've been forsaken.
That cereal factory right next to the club.
Yeah, ooh. I always
smells like delicious cereal.
I can't smell. How dare you bring up my disability?
You never experienced that?
No, I always joke around. I'm like, when I bring it up, they don't get excited. And I go, why did you guys lose a family member in the Count Chocula fire of 84? The whole weekend I'll name different cereal fucking problems. Oh, what happened? When the two flavors mixed, did it blow up and kill one of your family members? Being from a cereal town, you'd think you'd be happy.
A cereal town?
It's a cereal town. General Mills. Their whole factory is right next to the club.
Yeah, it's right next to the comedy club, and it smells so good.
Except if your nose retarded.
Yeah. You should move to Mechanicsburg. You could get a nice house right next to the dog food factory.
I would love it. Alpo? Myrtle will be going nuts in the backyard.
In the summer, the whole town smells like Purina. It's so bad.
That's like Greeley, Colorado. When I had my smell when I was a teenager, it's a big, they make like manure.
Yeah.
They make like all this. So like the wind hits and you're just like, oh, it's shit.
Yeah. Lancaster.
Really? Yeah.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania is all farms. And Redding, it's just,
right outside of Redding has the same thing. It's like a mushroom factory. That's just manure for like like a mile, it feels just like. As soon as you cross the thing, you just hit a layer of it and it just gets heavier.
Do people just adjust to it?
You have to if you live there, because there's homes.
You adjust to it quick.
Like the way I adjusted to living on the train?
Yeah. Every time I was at your house, I was like, how do you do this?
Do you remember when I'd try to keep, when I try to save money, keep the AC off and we'd be hanging there at the windows open?
Nothing bothered me more.
You'd be like, is that metal on metal above my apartment? And I was on the first floor. Dude, the hottest girl in the world.
Skimping on AC is a crime, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers me more. Especially, I was opening for you. I saw your checks, dude.
And I was like, dude, I got to save money. I was worried about going back to wait tables. Dude, we were just at Katie's brother's house for like a week, and they keep their house at like 73 or 74.
It's a crazy temperature.
And so we would just be in the guest room like, just like kicking the sheets off. And we're like, what is this?
It's not even a good outside temperature. Yeah.
You're like, crazy. Let it rock at 68. You're adults with money. Because now I'm better at it. Now I'm much more liberal with my AC.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was.
Got to be.
Because it was room by room, too. That central cooling.
You got central air now?
No, we had it in Jersey, but now we have just
back to units.
Powerful units. Yeah. Like, you know, the office building units, the ones that are like on the wall. Yeah. Like that? That's what we got.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, dude. Fucking BTUs,
that's
baby.
Big time.
Have you ever been to Europe? They just don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
It's just like a wet
but
mist.
It's hot down there now, right?
Now
like,
it's
isn't it hotter
hot.
Than you do? Well, yeah, you're there fucked.
Yeah. You're watching a bunch of Scottish people being like, I thought it was going to be gray and cold the entire time we lived there. And now it's just fucking hot and sweaty.
I think about this Scotland joke you have.
What?
Because there's a guy in my neighborhood that walks with his dog off his leash.
I've never done that joke. I stopped doing that joke after like 3 months.
Yeah, people don't like that joke.
No, they don't.
Talk about whooping dogs.
Well, when I was in Scotland, I would walk through every day to go to my shows. I'd walk through this giant park. Yeah. All the dogs are off leash.
Yeah, crazy.
All the dogs are off leash. And the Scottish dude I'm smoking a joint with, I go, man, how are the dogs so well behaved here? And just matter of fact, he goes, beat the shit out of them. And you go, oh, okay, that probably works. That was a real guy. That guy said that. And I was like, what? And he's like, it's good for training. It's good to train your dog like that.
I feel like if you talk to Asian people about that, like, you ever see the dogs, like, whenever you see a dog being wild online, like, some wild, clearly trained.
What do Asians say about it? They go,
delicious.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
But, like, a video, like, a dog leaving his cage and turning his fan and, like, going back in his cage.
That shit's wild.
It's like they're just smacking the shit out of him, like, touch the fan. Until he figures out the move.
Just a Pomeranian getting the shit kicked out of it all the time. You're like, fucking go to your fan.
I just saw that Louis joke about dogs that was making me laugh about how dogs are, like, dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, painfully dumb. Like, you'd be sitting in a fit. Like a family tragedy is occurring and you're all sitting there like, oh my God, you look over and you see your dog and he's like, he's like, I know you.
That was that like the Louis joke. I was thinking about it when we're watching TV because your dog watches you watch TV and you go, oh, just sitting there. Your dog's like, this guy's fucking losing it.
The Jets, the bird joke, bird joke about the dog.
Yeah.
About like the dog gets hyped with you.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
goddamn Jets cost me another game.
What's this like, guy? We gonna fight this guy?
He's like, fucking Jets. Yeah.
He's like, because you don't know that psycho shit goes through the leash and downloads onto that dog.
Yeah, coming that's out
the
tunnel.
Like, this is what we live for. One of my favorite bird jokes, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog's an idiot. And then she's smart in the most random moments where she'd be like, oh, I can behave for food. I'll behave right now. Dude, this homeless lady asked to pet my dog. Today.
You didn't let her, did you?
No. Nah. I went like this. Oh, she just got all of her shots, and then I walked around the corner. I didn't know what to say. I didn't have the balls just to say no.
She goes, can I pet your dog?
And I go, no, she's got her shots. Don't fucking touch me, virgin.
Please don't touch that dog. Yeah.
She's got a haircut. She's so soft. You can't fucking touch her. You can't touch
you
my
gotta
sleep,
let the
bitch.
Homeless touch that dog. Dude.
No way.
I felt bad. Thank you. I felt bad, but you're right. I knew I made the right decision, even though I had a heavy heart.
That was that little John Rocker in you.
Yeah, I go, can't even walk a block without some fucking bum touching
some
you.
Queer with AIDS trying to touch me. Some queer with AIDS trying to pet my dog.
And here's the thing. Go back and look at those stats. He was
sprinting out of the bullpen.
But he was tossing.
What was he cooked up?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, great. Yeah. Nice.
He was on roids.
He was on
mid-90 roids.
His neck's bigger than his fucking head.
And here's the thing is he could fucking huck that thing. He'd come in and that guy would just throw heat.
Yeah.
He really was Kenny Powers.
Yeah, okay.
He'd just come in and be like.
He broke 100?
I don't know.
They weren't doing that then, right?
Yeah, that was like in the day where if you went one-on-one
pitchers, they were tossing it.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever watch that? Did you watch Facing Nolan, the Nolan Ryan documentary?
I don't believe those stats, dude.
You don't believe those stats?
Every once in a while, I
got high enough that every stat I was like this, whoa.
He pitched 140?
Whoa.
Played a 140?
No, that's like crazy. It's crazy numbers.
He threw 300 miles an hour? Whoa.
Sedona.
Dude, I'll get random tweets and random fucking Facebook, Instagram fucking comments. Sedona
is so fucking funny.
Shane and I were very high. He was hanging out. Yeah. We were at my apartment watching Ancient Aliens. And they did something where they were like, Sedona, Arizona. And unprompted, just sitting in the corner of my couch, I go.
I think Indian style in the corner of your couch.
I just go, Sedona. And Shane was like, what?
It's like, dude, that's the most high thing possible.
Yo, my hometown's on Ancient Aliens.
I've driven through there. Yeah. Had an experience.
Are either of y'all hype on the alien stuff right now?
I mean, it's funny that no one gives a shit.
Yeah,
it's funny that the American government was like, hey, not only do we have spacecrafts, we have the pilots. And everyone was like, pass.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I heard Hunter Biden was driving 70 on crack. Even the aliens were like,
zip, zop.
Dude, I was doing my impression of the aliens being excited to be announced. You know, when you do it, you do a guest set and then no one cares.
This pop's going to be insane.
He was like, you guys, this is going to be crazy. Just watch. Here it comes. Aliens.
And everyone's like, I don't care.
Boo.
Boo. They go,
oh, shit.
They go, Joe Burrow hurt his ankle.
So that's it for us, I guess.
That's all our time.
Dating is weird.
What else do I have?
I'm single.
What do you guys want to talk about?
I'm just bombing it.
What else is in the news?
You guys ever travel at the speed of light?
Yeah.
Have you ever been what's up with interdimension travel?
Now you're just doing Simonson?
Yeah. My impression of him is always rewound, where you go like, I was Grand UCA. He sounds like Twin Peaks talk.
Yeah.
It's always my Daniel Simonson, who's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's incredible.
But he's like, imagine killing in a second language.
It
blows my mind.
I can't imagine.
Just me being like, in English, I'm like, dude, I don't know how this is going to go.
Imagine billing it, though, selling the tickets, and then just faking it.
Yeah.
Just making noises.
In Italy, I'm like, dude.
He's sold out of theater.
Going to China.
Yeah.
And just be like, Big Mom, Jing Chong, huh?
They go, Mr. Soda, everyone very excited about your first Mandarin performance.
Yeah. I go, just stand back.
Night before, you're like, I should have studied.
I'm in my hotel going like this. Ni hao ma.
Fuck it, I'm going to wing it.
Ching chong jingling. You just did a very racist macho man. Dude, that would be fucking wild. The fact that Simonson just comes over here and kills.
Yeah, it's insane.
And then he's also like, I always think it's cool when we find out guys were good skateboarders. I don't know why.
Simonson was a good skateboarder?
Yeah, dude. So was Norman. Norman and Simonson.
Yeah, Norman, I saw.
They can like grab a skateboard and skate, and you're like,
have you tried to stand on a skateboard?
Have you tried to stand on a mattress?
It's crazy.
You know how hard that is?
Everyone's
trying to stand up to kill a bug. I almost fucking died.
I have to close that blind. I got to stand on that couch.
You don't have the stabilizing strength. You're like, oh, fuck, here it goes.
Damn, Nate, are you taking a tumble?
What, one of these?
Yeah.
How are you
on mattresses?
My center of gravity is fucking.
You're good?
Great. Yeah, I'm great.
Did you ever ski or snowboard?
No. I used to snowboard in the backyard, but like it was like two little hills.
Lupe Fiasco didn't get you skateboarding?
I tried. I wasn't good. And I had a shitty skateboard, a Dragon Ball Z one with bad grip. And I wore Jordans to try to skateboard. It wasn't.
No wonder you and Lemaire are such good friends, dude. I didn't know you had a Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I got nerd in me. I just don't let it. I just not It's not all of me.
You know what's so funny? A fucking clip of Sean Strickland talking shit to Israel Adesanya came up on my feed.
Oh, yeah.
And it is so... I've watched it like six times in the last day. It is so funny. He goes, think I'm going to let a guy jerks off to cartoon porn talk shit? And Israel Adesanya's like, fuck you, I'm going to bury you. He goes, yeah, whatever, when you're watching all that hentai or whatever. It's up there with Diaz talking shit to McGregor.
It is.
Strickland, it's not as good, but it's...
Strickland's had some really good
Strickland
ones.
Strickland talking shit to It's really so good. Funny.
Is that a thing that people know about Adesanya? Or
yeah,
is
he's very public.
He's like super into anime. Okay. So it's just funny that he was like jerking off.
He's like, he's got fucking nail polish on, dude. I'm going to beat this guy's ass. Izzy would kill him.
But, it's
but he,
so
got
funny.
He got him a little. It got that nerd rage in Izzy going.
Because he started
like,
standing up.
He's like, yeah, you jerk off to cartoons. He's like, everybody jerks off to cartoons. It's called hentai, dude. Everybody, there's a lot of people that like it.
Sean Strickland strikes me as a guy that before we were comics, you'd work with them at work and you should be like, you should be doing stand-up. You should be doing stand-up.
I mean, that's gotta be how he started. It's just somebody being like, you should be fighting.
Yeah. Hey, you know how you pick fights at bars all the time? Go train and learn how to do it.
Did y'all ever give it a shot?
What?
Cage fighting?
Hentai.
Oh, hentai.
No. Hentai? Equally out of this world. No.
But you
giving
just,
it a shot? Hold on. Just looking at it.
You're saying that like, and I'm just going to say this, like it is your go-to.
No. It's not
You jerked off to cartoons?
This is a big moment for me.
Yes, you have, dude.
Yes. Yeah.
Which one? The Family Guy where Lois is riding Peter?
Oh, we're talking that type of cartoon?
No, off Quagmire?
No, hot, big titty Asians that look like cats. Not like
the end got me. I was with him till the end.
No. Not like cat people. Like just the way anime characters look. They all look like cats to me.
Okay.
Like Dragon Ball Z characters.
And you
all
finished
of them.
To it. Like completed.
How did you feel when you finished to that?
Deep shape.
Oh. You know, what have you
just made an anime
deep shape.
He goes, oh.
Deep shape. It was when I was a young boy, and it was because it was the hottest. It was something you can't do in real fucking porn. So it was like people at like college, and the lady was like sitting next to the dude they're studying, and she's like, "I want to suck your dick." He's like, "We're studying," and she goes like, drops her pen, and then just like falls on his dick, and it just was like, "That's my kid dream right now."
But they can just film that now.
That's kind of tough to do.
How do you know it was college?
Huh? I had to.
I would imagine if it was anime, they were
had to
probably
say
in schoolgirl uniforms.
Yeah.
Why are you trying? Well,
are you sure these were college cartoons?
Listen,
I keep thinking of the guy drawing it. He's like,
it said they're 18.
All the time in the world on the titty crease. He's like, that's a good tip crease.
Just, it's not perfect. He balls it up, starts over.
He's just at that one of those big boards. And he's like, honey, what's wrong? He's like, I can't get this suck off scene to work. And yes, they're in college, April.
It is college.
Yeah, have you ever jerked off to non-human porn? I don't think I ever have. I think I've like...
I'll be honest, those cartoons have jarred one loose before, though.
Like it sends you down
you
the path.
You see one, no, I don't go down the path, but while I'm scrolling, you see that, just a picture of Lois and Family Guy.
Or Marge like, just giving Marge, it to Mo.
Yeah, Ned Flanders through the fence.
Oh, jacked with a giant thong.
Yeah.
Star Wipe. Do you remember that episode where Homer does that and it shows Ned and it's clear that he has a massive dick?
No.
And Homer blurs it out and he's all like jacked. Maybe I'm mixing an episode.
You're mixing the porn.
Yeah, that's porn.
But I've seen it where like, you know, they do like the beginning where it's like, try not to come in 40 seconds.
Have you played that?
No.
Matt did.
Did he?
Long time ago, Matt admitted to, I think it was just a random, it was, obviously it was not the... There was not a game.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
it was
like
just a virus.
Yeah. Yo, it has to
just
be
an insane virus.